My first camera I got on a bad loan. I had loaned somebody money. It was my sweetheart. And he couldn't pay me back, so he gave me his camera. I went to the Dayton Art Institute to learn photography. I became a photographer at the Dayton Daily News after I graduated from Ohio State. When I fell in love with newspapers, we didn't consider it a business. You know, we were journalists, and we were above the business fray. We were doing really good, and Dayton was doing great. Santa Clara was just across the road from us. Art galleries opening up there, Omega Records. You know, people were out walking with their children and strollers, and it was just a very working class but comfortable neighborhood to be in. And it was just such a great time for a little while there. About 2005, 2006, the internet started competing with newspapers, and our profit margins started plummeting. I was one of the older staffers, not as quick to learn technology. And so there was a lot of stress at that point. They told us that they were not going to do the layoffs according to seniority. They were going to use this special skills clause to select who had special skills. I was at home. It was my day off, and I was out in the backyard working when I got the phone call telling me that I was on the list. The union fought for us and turned it into a buyout instead of a layoff. Then things started happening in the neighborhood. In 2010, somebody broke in and ransacked the house, took everything of value. And then in 2011, we were gone for an hour and came home, and somebody was in our house. My son walked in ahead of me and got punched and shoved by a burglar. So my son, who is 15 years old, is afraid to be home at night by himself. At the same time, my mom, who was 84, I think, at that point, needed to have hip replacement surgery and needed 24-hour care. She lived alone. She lives in the house where I grew up. Sort of the confluence of factors. My son and I moved in with my mother. I had a life transplant, a total life transplant, because it was just such a major change in every way. I drew unemployment, which of course requires that you apply for at least 2 jobs a week. Well, there were weeks when I couldn't find 2 jobs to apply for. The presence of digital cameras and digital phones and digital everything, nobody feels like they need a professional photographer anymore. Even the Dayton Daily News and Channel 7, they just solicit free photographs from amateurs. Chicago Sun-Times laid off all of their photographers. People like seeing their pictures in the paper or online or whatever, you know, so they don't need to pay for it. Started getting a little bit of freelance work here and a little bit of freelance work there, and then it got really busy in the fall, and it was good work. I had a very good fall. Busy, but very good. Losing my job was definitely a good thing in that I was able to be there for my mom when she needed me. I was able to pick up and move when we needed to move. I'm glad I'm not still working at the newspaper because it's not the job that I fell in love with. It's not the industry or the business that I fell in love with. I thought that I wouldn't continue to work as a photographer, but there's no way that I cannot. It is just like a part of me. It's my baby. It's my best friend. It's such an extension of who I am that I may not get paid for it, but I will continue to take pictures.